I was put me back. Hello?
I don't know what happened there.
Me either. Probably me trying to hang up from one call to return back.
Probably. So how can I help you today? This is Family First Care to Home Care Agency, ma'am. I'm just returning your call.
Okay, Family First, is this the agency for home health aid?
Yes, yes. Are you an aide looking for work or a patient looking for services, ma'am?
My brother is a patient looking for service. He lives with me. He was approved for a waiver.
Okay.
I don't know how many hours. He's very, very, he really can't do a lot on his own.
Okay.
So they told me to start looking for an agency.
Absolutely.
So
yep. That's the right track. Yes. What county does your brother reside in?
Philadelphia.
And are you going to be the only caregiver, or we're going to be assigning other people to his care plan?
I'm not going to be the caregiver because I just can't. He
it's
wants
too much.
My son
yeah.
to be a caregiver.
Okay.
Yeah, it's too much for me. And,
okay, so your son is going to be the caregiver, which that's his nephew caregiver.
Yes, and he probably going to need someone else, maybe from the agency. I just have
well,
to
let's
see
check. What... Let's check to see how many hours he got. First and foremost, hold on.
Okay.
One second. I'm going to check to see if she already finished his care plan. One second. What's your brother's first and last name?
Dwayne Horton. I think somebody's coming out today. That may not be done yet. Horton, H-O-R-T-O-N.
And Dwayne is with a D-A-W or
D-A-Y? D-W-A-I-N.
Yeah, everybody spells it differently. D-W-A-I-N. Horton, date of birth?
8/11/1957.
Okay, let me just check real quick to see if his care plan has been done already.
I don't think so because I think they're going to expect his hours, but he can't even walk across, so I'm sure to be the max.
Yeah, he's here. He has active care. No, he did. Well, the waiver's not in place yet. They haven't put it in yet.
Okay.
Who's his care coordinator? From
I
UPMC.
I don't know exactly. Someone called on Friday, and I believe we're going to meet at 11 o'clock today.
They're coming to do his assessment. That doesn't mean that he has the waiver yet, okay? So if they're coming to do a home visit, that's when they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets.
I'm
in the system right now, and there's no waiver. That means that he has not been assessed yet for home care.
Okay. I'm going to say the lady from TCA came out.
Okay.
Then a text came through that he was approved for a waiver. So maybe the process has to take place.
Right.
But
he's been approved for a referral for an assessment. That's possible. That's why they're coming out today. And then that's when they create a care plan based on his needs, his disabilities. You know, that's how they determine eligibility, days of care, and how many hours he gets.
Okay. Now, what's the purpose of me looking for an agency? She said you can start. So what do I, what is that?
So we're an agency. We're going to hire your son. So you need an agency to go through because we're the ones that they give the hours to us and then we give them to your son and we pay him out. So basically he has all the right eligibility codes through UPMC. Today is his assessment. Let me write this down. And do you have your son's, well, obviously you do, first and last name?
Yeah, Corey, C-O-R-Y.
Okay.
Last name Walker, W-A-L-K-E-R.
And a good number to reach Mr. Walker so we could send him his hiring application?
Okay, I'm going to look. Shame you don't know your own. Okay, me and this phone, I keep doing stupid stuff. Are you still there?
I'm here, ma'am.
Okay, it's 215.
Okay.
303.
Mm-hmm.
7955.
All right, now I'm going to give you some information. Let me know when you're ready to write it down. Write it down possibly in a notebook, somewhere where you could reference back to it, okay?
Yes. Okay. I just need to get my pen. I should have had one before I called. Oh, you called me.
Take your time.
All right.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, thank you. It's all new to me, so I'm just trying to...
And it's a process, and there's a lot of people involved, so that's why I always tell them, you know, write it in a notebook, because you're going to need to reference this information again. So
okay.
You're good.
All right, I'm ready.
Okay, so we're going to do two things today, okay? One, we're assigning the agency. So it's called Family First Care. The agency's phone number is 267-551-7400.
Okay, wait a minute. You have to slow down. Family First. I'm still on now.
Family First Care.
Uh-huh.
267-551-7400.
Okay.
My direct number is 267-551-7410.
Okay.
My name is Jasmine. I'm going to be your to-go-to for everything with home care.
Okay.
I'm
going
to hand-hold you, your son, and your brother onto services until we are ready to go, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to give you what's called the Medicaid broker's number, where you're going to call and you're going to confirm today's appointment. You're going to tell them, hey, at what time are you guys going to be here? I'm under the impression that I have an assessment today, because you want to, one, you want to confirm that you are actually getting an assessment done for your brother today. And two, if he hasn't already been assessed, or, you know, you get online for an assessment. Okay.
Okay.
Because they could, because usually the state does not work on Fridays. So I'm a little skeptical about who called you Friday to schedule an appointment,
right?
Because they don't work on holidays. So let's just make sure that this referral went through, okay?
Okay.
So I want you to write Medicaid broker number. Medicaid broker number. We want to find out who called you on Friday, and if they're coming out today, exactly at what time, you want to know, okay?
Okay, yep.
So the Medicaid broker number is 877-550- 4227. And I'm going to give you his Medicaid ID number, because you're going to need it, okay?
Yes.
Okay. His Medicaid ID number is 080-1111. That's 41.
Okay.
717.
Okay.
You're going to call them, let them know that you're calling on behalf of your brother. You were told that you were going to get an in-home assessment, so then you want to make sure, you want to confirm the time. And if they tell you, oh, you're scheduled today from 11 to 3, you know that they're coming from the state to do an assessment. If they tell you, well, we don't see no assessment here, tell them, well, my brother needs home care services, I need an assessment done on his behalf. So we could schedule one right away, okay? Because you want to get that out the way.
Yeah.
Then I want you to call me back at the 267-551-7410 number. That's my direct number. Let me know what they told me so that I can add it to the note.
Okay. Now, from the assessment to the actual process of getting him
onto services, anywhere between 2 to 3 weeks, the quicker that assessment gets done, the quicker they draw up a care plan. In the meantime, I'm going to be processing your son for work. So by the time that the state acknowledges that he's been approved, we could get your son started right away.
Okay, so what's the requirement for him to get processed, my
He's
going to
need, if he's, so let me tell you right now, just before the coordinators even tell him, so he could start possibly working on an appointment. He's going to need a full physical. So if he doesn't have one or hasn't had one in the past 2 years, make an appointment with his primary care physician.
Okay,
and
now
he's gonna
if he has one, can he use what he has?
Yes.
If he,
yes.
If
it's a year, no more than a year old, it has to be fresh.
Okay. All right.
And he's gonna need a PPD.
PPD.
Which they're good up
to
2 years.
For
if
that,
he has one, if it's not more than 2 years, they take it. If it's more than 2 years, he's gonna need a new one.
Okay, because he does this for another company, and I know he's not too long ahead. So I'm just, that's why I'm asking.
Yep, that's fine. I'm also going to be sending up the referral so that the next specialist can get a hold of you guys and further you along in the process, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right. Is there anything else that I can assist you with? What's your name so I can write you down here?
My name is Joanne Walker.
Miss Joanne, you're the sister, Miss Walker. And what's his address? His Corey's address. Wait, one second. Dwayne's address right here,
6406. Germantown Avenue. Philadelphia, PA.
Uh-huh.
19132.
Got it. And a good number to reach him.
You probably have to call me because he doesn't hear that well.
Yeah. You're the point of contact for everything. We just need a patient's number.
Yeah. Oh, you need his number?
Yes.
Okay. Let me see what his number
is. Take your time. Corey is spelled C-O-R-Y, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
And Dwayne's number is 267-883-4803.
Mm-hmm. Got it. That's 267-883-4803. And Corey, go ahead.
And regarding Corey.
Corey's number is 215-303-7955. Was just confirmed.
Yes, and I was wondering your hourly rate.
Right. So when we find out how much he gets, because we're the highest paying agency right now in the state of Pennsylvania, we can offer him a rate. So anything, just to tell you, anything over 40 hours is time and a half. So if he gets, if your brother gets, you know, like let's say 50 hours, the first 40 hours is at a solid rate. And then after 40, it jumps up to time and a half.
Okay. And what's
so
the
we
maximum?
Have to find out. We have to find out how many hours he's going to get in order to offer him an hourly rate. Okay.
Okay. I got it. And what's the maximum hours that a patient can get? Just hypothetically, like,
well, it depends. There's some people that get 24-hour care, but you're gonna need more than one caregiver. Corey cannot do all 24.
Yeah, so what's the maximum a person can work?
I believe it's 60 something hours a week.
Okay, because he needs around the clock care, and I'm trying to make sure because my life is limited because I'm caring for him, so I'm just trying to see how we can work out.
Yep. Let's find out first how many hours he's going to get approved, and then we'll cross that bridge as far as scheduling and aid once we get there. How's that?
That sounds good.
I don't want you to worry about stuff that might not even happen, okay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right. So let me put in this referral. You go ahead and call the broker and find out about that supposedly scheduled assessment today, and if not, get him online for one, and then call me back, okay?
Okay, I will do. Thank you.
All right, Ms. Joanne. You're welcome. Bye-bye.